Harakun's translation, reading translation.
So we have come to the topmost worshipful place of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Here is Radhakund and the Bhajan and Samadhi place of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. After the disappearance of the main associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Sri Sarup Damada, Sri Ramananda Roy, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, then Sri Raghunath Das Goswami could not remain in Jagannath Puri. That place was like a fire, because every speck of dust reminded him of the associates of Sri Gaurangadev. Therefore, being unable to tolerate Puri, he decided, I will go to Vrindavan, and there either I will jump off the top of Govardhan, or I will end my life by drowning in the Yamuna. But when he came to Vrindavan, there he had the good fortune to meet Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. They pacified him and gave him a new life, and they also used to come here to visit him. But upon the disappearance of Sri Rupa Goswami, then Sri Raghunath Das Goswami lamented, Sunyayatam Mahagoshtam. Alas, this Vrindavan used to give me so much happiness, but now Radhakund appears like the mouth of a tigress, and Giriraj appears like a python to take my life. So, such separation he felt from his Guru Varga. His Bhajan Stali is here, and his Samadhi is just behind here. Sri Govinda and Sri Gopinath there, on their way to Jaipur, they also stayed here for a few days. Therefore, this is the topmost worshipful place of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the Goswamis different instructions. One was Lupta Tirtha Udar, to manifest again the lost pastime places of Sri Radha Krishna. Other places were manifested by Sri Bhugara Goswami, Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. But this Radhakund was specially manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. When Sri Chaitanya Dev was performing Parikrama Brajamandal, he came to this place and he asked the Brijvasi, taking rest there at Tamal Tala, he asked, I have heard there is Radhakund and Shyamkund. Do you know about this? Then where Radhakrishna performed their Madhyanik Leela, their midday pastimes. Then the Brijvasis answered, Prabhu, we don't know about Radhakund and Shyamkund, but nearby here is one Kariket and Goriket, two paddy fields. The villagers used to take water there for watering your vegetables. Then, when Mahaprabhu went there was only a little bit of water. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, this Kariket is Shyamkund, and this Goriket, Gori is Srimati Radhika, therefore this is Radhakund. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath and declared this Radhakund and Shyamkund to be the very place. At the same time as this, Mughal Akbar was coming from Delhi towards Agra. So with him were so many thousands of soldiers, elephants, camels, horses and soldiers. All were very thirsty. The general came here and was looking for water. Then Sri Raghunath Das Goswami said, you can take as much water as you want from these two cats. Then the general said, why one elephant will finish this in a second? Raghunath Das Goswami said, no, no matter how much you take, the water will never be finished. Therefore they did so and all were astonished. There was one very wealthy businessman. He was in Badrinath. That time Sri Bhagavan Badrinarayan appeared to him in a dream and ordered, you should go to Vrindavan. There on the banks of Radhakund is Raghunath Das Goswami. You should take all your wealth and deliver to him for the restoration of Radhakund and Shyamkund. Therefore, when that businessman came here and told Sri Raghunath Das Goswami about the dream of Badrinarayan, then Sri Raghunath Das Goswami declined, this is the Nityadhan, the eternal place, manifest, this is the eternal place of Sri Radha and Krishna's pastimes. The steps are made of jewels. Everything here is made of wish-fulfilling trees and gold. How can I restore it? But Badrinarayan also gave a dream to Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Therefore, he undertook the work, the seva, of manifesting Radhakund and Shyamkund. As we will see when we go here, Radhakund is very straight and simple, four corners, just like Srimati Radhika. But Shyamkund is crooked, just like Krishna. Because when Sri Raghunath Goswami was going to make Shyamkund straight, then in a dream came the Panch Pandavas. Arjun, Sahadev, Nakul, Bhishma, and Arjun, and Draupadi. They said, "Oh, Ravindra Goswami, please do not cut us down. We are here also taking the shelter of Sri Radhakund." Therefore, Ravindra Goswami mercifully, he did not cut those trees. Sri Guruji says, 60 years ago, when we came with our Param Gurudev, those trees were still manifest there. One time, Krishna had killed one demon who had come in the form of a car. His name was Matsasur. Alistasur. Therefore, when the gopis came to him, then Krishna went to be with them. The gopis said, "Don't touch us. You have committed the sin of gohatya, killing a bull." And Krishna said, "That was not a bull, that was a demon in disguise of a bull." The gopis said, "Whatever it may be, you are very polluted by sin." Krishna said, "How I can become purified?" The gopis said, "You have to take bath in all the waters of all the holy temples of the universe." And Krishna smiled, "That's a very simple thing." He took his flute and made a hole. From that hole, Krishna called all the waters of all the holy temples in Shankund and took bath. Then Krishna said to the gopis, "You can take bath in my kund." The gopis said, "Not necessary, we'll make our own kund." They were with their bangles, Radhika and her gopis dug the very beautiful Sri Radha kund. Then Krishna said, "You can take my water." The gopis said, "You can keep the water to yourself." And with thousands of gopis with pots on their head, they went to Manasi Ganga to bring water to fill up Sri Radha kund. That time, all the personified holy places fell at the feet of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. "Without the service of Radhika, our lives are useless. Please be merciful to us. Please give us a place in your kund." Therefore, Srimati Radhika mercifully indicated, and all the holy places also came here to Radha kund also. Go Premanande!